Welcome everybody to a new episode of this podcast, or radio, or I don't know what you want to call it. But anyway, today we're going to talk in English, and we're going to talk about a book called The Giver, which was written by Lois Lorrie and published in 1993. It was later on turned into a movie. Anyway, it talks about this 11-year-old boy whose name is Jonas, and he becomes the giver at their ceremony where they're given jobs. And he lives in this really futuristic society, which at first sight seems to be a utopian world, but really once you get more into it, it isn't. To understand that, you have to realize what makes you different from me and what makes us human. If you look around, what do you see? I don't know where you are, but I can tell you what I see. I'm in a room, it's empty except for me. There's a table in the middle, a table on the side, walls and windows. You can see the school, you can see the sky, you can see colors. I can see wooden and brownish tables. The school, which is made of bricks, so it's red. I can see a black computer. I can see the black microphone to which I'm speaking. You're seeing something too. Maybe you're not, but you're at least feeling something. Are you nervous, maybe? You've got this big exam coming or a test coming up and you have to study for it. Maybe you're relieved you just had a good grade or you just passed a test and you're really proud of yourself. Maybe you're confused and you don't understand half of what I'm saying in English. But in The Giver, the characters don't have all that. They don't see color. They don't feel. I mean, look on the bright side, they don't ever feel sad, they're not ever hungry, they've got everything they need. But they also don't have love or happiness because they don't know what the things are. And you need sadness to be happy, you need downsides to live on the good side of life. And the world starts to become more dystopian. Like I said, they don't feel love, they're given soulmates, they're given children, they don't have to feel, they're told not to feel, they're taken away all sorts of feelings. But what you see and the colors you see and what you feel, all those emotions, that's what makes you you, and that's what makes me me. And that's your humanity. But if you lost your humanity, would you really be living? And that's what makes The Giver such a dystopian world. It's a really great novel and movie, and you should definitely give it a go and look more into it and read it. So anyway, see you next week. Bye.